USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. It was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday after enduring several ethics scandals. Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The body for Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was returned to Tokyo. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech on Friday. His attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. Mourners lowered their heads as the hearse carrying Abe's body drove by. Newly released police records showed that law enforcement made frequent visits to the suspect in the 4th of July shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. The records showed that between 2009 and 2014, there were domestic disputes between Robert Cremo III and his parents that included verbal and physical abuse. The reports also detail moments of intoxication and multiple escalating arguments. There has been additional scrutiny after it was learned that Cremo's father signed off on a form to allow him to own a gun. Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. The social media company says they'll sue to uphold it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In response to the Biden administration ending Title 42 after the Supreme Court said he could, officials in the Lone Star State say they are stepping up to protect the southern border.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state. And the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump. And now under President Biden, we have the highest border crossings ever. Just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the five sectors in the state of Texas, they apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Arizona's Republican governor has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it illegal to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. Someone on private property with the owner's consent can also be ordered to stop recording if a police officer finds they are interfering or the area is not safe. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.